Welcome into This Has to Work. On this episode, we have Brittany Somerville joining us. Brittany is the Vice President of Community Engagement at Shipt, as well as the founder of the latest success story in the Birmingham startup community, Birmingham Bound. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, fun fact, this episode's bumper music is actually dedicated to Brittany, who is a huge fan of the television show The Wire. And another fun fact, Brittany's favorite character on the show is who, Brittany?
Omar.
That's right. Omar's coming.
Omar coming.
That's right. That's a great show. If you've never watched that show, shame on you. Make that a priority. All right. So, for those of you out there who know Brittany, she's got an incredible story around her own individual kind of startup, travails. And at some point in time, we're going to have her back to talk about that specifically. But today, really want to focus on Birmingham Bound. And so let's start off with that. In a nutshell, what is Birmingham Bound?
Birmingham Bound is an opportunity for us to level up the tech ecosystem in Birmingham. And we're doing that by reaching out to tech companies and also reaching out to venture capitalists and private equity folks and telling them about our city and telling them about our thriving ecosystem. But most importantly, we're inviting them to the city. We'll bring them in for a day and a half or so and introduce them to all types of things related to talent and office space and incentives and so forth, and basically just let them know that Birmingham's open for business and that we want their tech company to create a remote office here.
So at Red Hawk, we've been able to participate in a couple of these cohorts, and we're about to participate in another one. And it's been great because we have been able to see kind of the community come together on all of these things. I like the fact that this is kind of unprecedented in the amount of success it's had in as early a success as it's had, if that makes sense. So we've seen a lot of kind of these types of initiatives before, but one thing that sticks out to me is just how fast and how successful, or how fast successful this has been, if that makes sense, in promoting Birmingham as a place to grow a business. So how many companies so far have you recruited?
We've had 10 companies in a short period of time commit to Birmingham. Many of those are already here and up and running. A couple more just have plans to do it and looking for space and so forth.
So is Birmingham Bound even a year old?
It's not. We are just a few weeks shy of that. By the end of October, we'll be a year old.
So 10 companies in less than a year. I can't think of any, like any other economic development or startup kind of program or thing that has had that kind of success. I mean, why? I mean, how has it been so successful so fast?
I think one of the reasons is the authenticity of the program. My whole career has been in the tech world and usually startups as well. And so when I'm face to face with a CEO of a startup, I know what he's going through. I've fundraised before. I've worn 12 hats at once. We've worked the 70-hour weeks like they're doing. And so I think there's that connection. And, you know, another thing, too, we are coming at them with this experience of, we're going to make this really easy for you. You've got a lot going on at, you know, back running your business at your headquarters. And so if you choose Birmingham, we're going to make this incredibly easy for you. And I think just them feeling that trust and that authenticity, like I said earlier, is something that's really making a difference.
It's amazing to me that, so the 10 companies that have come in, if you thought about what the, you know, kind of the opportunities for talent look like, I mean, how many jobs are we talking about creating with just the first 10? I mean, I know that's a hard thing to do, but what do you think that's going to eventually lead to?
I think we'll see a couple of hundred jobs come out of the first 10 companies, or maybe more. One of the companies is, you know, just told us yesterday that based on their first few weeks in Birmingham, that they could see growing to 200 or 300, depending on the success that they're seeing so far. So, that's kind of what we're seeing so far.
That's pretty impressive because it's a couple hundred jobs mainly in tech companies, right? I mean, this isn't manufacturing. This isn't some of the jobs that we typically would associate with hundreds of jobs at a time. So These are, you know, technical positions. These are sales positions. They're professional positions.
And that's, again,
I haven't seen any other program create that kind of impact that fast. So when a company agrees to participate in the program, what is it that they're looking for? Why do they say, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. We should spend time participating in this program.
They're ultimately looking for talent. That's the number one thing that we need to, you know, share with them, that not only do we have incredible talent here, we have access to a lot of colleges and universities. We have a lot of diverse talent. And all of those are things that they are looking for. Office space is another thing that blows their mind. If they're coming from Silicon Valley or New York, or even at this point, somewhere like Austin, what they can get per square foot in Birmingham is a whole lot less than what they can get where they are now. The incentives that they see in Birmingham are great. Our city, state, and county really step up and, you know, make these companies feel loved and realize that they want them to be here. And then just like the overall sense of community too. I mean, they realize that Birmingham's growing and thriving specifically in tech, and they want to be a part of it.
I know that some of the people that we've brought in or have participated in cohorts, the feedback that we've gotten is I've covered more ground and gotten a better sense of this community and talked to more people that I wanted to talk to in a 24-hour period than I would have in a week in my home market. I mean, the connections that are made that fast, is that something that you hear a lot from these participants?
We do. And I think that a lot of that is due to just the community showing up. The City Hall always, you know, is a part of these. The mayor shows up to every one of these. As a matter of fact, when I first told him about Birmingham Bound, he looked at me and said, "Brittany, if you bring them to Birmingham, I will help you sell them." And I appreciate that. And it wasn't lip service by any means. He shows up every time, as well as his head of economic development and innovation, you know, Josh Carpenter, the Alabama Power team. Their economic development group is, you know, fantastic and is always there. And our tech leaders too, the rest of the tech community around here wants to see this happen. They realize that, you know, rising tides raise all ships, and they want to see more tech companies here too. By bringing these companies to town, we're also going to attract talent from so many other places. Kids leaving schools are going to come to Birmingham. You know, people tired of being in Silicon Valley or, you know, some of these other places, they're going to come to Birmingham. And so, you know, just really growing the ecosystem is something that everybody's getting excited about. So everybody shows up.
I want to go back to that word you used, the authenticity. That's what I've seen in these visits and in these programs. And when we have these cohorts come in, is it feels almost organic. You know, you normally think about something where you're trying to showcase a city and attract talent or attract, you know, a company to locate some portion or even their entire operation here. And it feels staged, right? It feels like, oh, well, now is the 15 minutes when the mayor comes. And then here's the 30 minutes when the economic development teams come in. And then, you know, and it just doesn't ever feel that way. And, you know, even just from the little things, like, so when they go out to dinner and you're sitting somewhere on a patio or you're sitting somewhere in a restaurant, and literally over the course of an hour, there'll be 10 people that walk by that somebody at the table knows, and there'll be some sort of interaction or whatever. And it starts to make Birmingham feel like very authentic, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it feels very approachable,
right?
And a place where people can kind of envision themselves having success and really enjoying being there. Because at the end of the day, isn't that like a big part of how you decide where you want to spend your time and grow your company? Because it's really hard to do those things. And wouldn't it be nice to be in a place that feels like home, or it feels like a place you're going to really enjoy being?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, they watch us interact very naturally together, and, you know, kind of see that as a place where they can thrive and they can grow and they can scale. So yeah, you're exactly right about those kind of unnatural approaches. It kind of feels a little bit like that movie Funny Farm, except we didn't pretend.
it has been fun to watch, both as a participant and from a distance. I think Birmingham, maybe that's in Alabama, and then you get them here. And once you get them here, it really seems fast. Like, mm-hmm. they get it. And it's not anything that particularly was said or heard or whatever, but it was more like, I get it because I'm here and I see it and I'm experiencing it. And then I know that you and I have had this conversation offline, but talking about getting somebody here seems to be about 75% of the challenge. And once we get them here, it just seems so much easier. Not that it isn't work, don't get me wrong, but do you think that's true?
I do. I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, Birmingham, in so many situations, we are just finding is not on someone's radar. Earlier in the Birmingham Bound experiences, I would say, you know, what are your thoughts on Birmingham? What did you think about it when we asked you to come here? What do you think about, you know, our city when we said Birmingham at the very first time? They're like, honestly, we're not, we didn't think about it. We don't think about it. But now once we're here, this is amazing. So I think that there's a neat opportunity for our city to do more marketing and just kind of get out there and spread the word about what an amazing city this is. Everyone always comments at first of how green it is. And I think those of us that are here all day, we don't think about this place being green, but we also need to keep thinking about how this place is amazing. We're in it all day, every day, and we need to be banging that drum, not just within our own city, but all over the place.
Yeah, it's I would totally agree with that. It's been amazing to see the city kind of almost through this program. I think those of us who are here and in the city and around it, it also made us realize what we had, right? And I think some of that, to your point, we take it for granted. It just happens kind of organically. And so, you know, it's just, we assume it's always going to be that way. And it's like that everywhere else. And it just isn't. I mean, I know you spend a lot of time in a lot of different markets and so do we. And you know, if you just don't see that and you hear it from people going, well, you know, just our startup community isn't that close. We aren't that tight. We don't, you know, we don't talk, we don't spend time together. That's not, you know, business related. And I think Birmingham Bound has, you know, maybe unintended consequence in a good way, I think has re-highlighted that stuff for those of us who have started to take it for granted a little bit.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I was telling someone the other day, we need more at-bats. More companies here that are doing the same things will, you know, just keep us thriving as a city.
Yeah. And I also think too, you know, we talk about, you know, economic development, you know, in kind of broad strokes. And I think for years and years, economic development has been about how many jobs were created or the tax basis. And of course that tends to skew towards these companies, manufacturing or other labor intensive, you know, types of jobs. But that's more like as Josh Carpenter likes to talk about and Serena likes to talk about in the mayor's office. You know, that's more economic growth than maybe development. And so when you're bringing in a company for Birmingham Bound that is doing something new with technology, that is driving new skill sets through the people that they're hiring, they're driving new technology through their markets, they're creating something that didn't exist before, to me, that's the definition of development, right? And whether or not it's going to each individual company maybe bringing in 150 or 200 jobs to work on a manufacturing line, they may be bringing in 10 to 12 people that are working on a really neat, cool, unheard of piece of technology. And oh, by the way, at very great, you know, rates, a very professional rate of pay, you know, benefits and the whole nine yards. So it's got to feel like you're playing a huge role in that economic development, you know, from that aspect here in the city and kind of central Alabama.
Yeah, it does. And it's, and I think retention is another thing that's important about it, is making sure that with the growth of the tech ecosystem in Birmingham, we're retaining the tech companies that are here today. I don't want CEOs of these tech companies that are doing such a great job to look to their right and the left and, you know, only see banks or attorneys or insurance companies and things like that. They need to see people like them. And that absolutely is going to retain them and keep them in the Magic City.
Yeah, I feel, and I've said this before on other podcasts and I've said this in other venues, but this sense of cooperation between all of the varying startups, no matter if they're brand new or if they've been around for several years, if they're big like Shipt or they're small like, you know, the two-man or three person operation that they are, everybody seems to want everybody else to win. And again, that's just something that feels unique compared to where we spent time in other places. So you've had this unbelievable first year. the pressure's on, right? Because now you have to replicate. So what does it look like moving forward with Birmingham Bound? What's next for you guys?
Yeah, one of the things that we've found to be successful is building relationships with venture capitalists and private equity folks, and then, you know, bringing them to Birmingham and kind of sharing our story with them, sharing the growth potential, and then asking them who in their portfolio would fit this model, who's having a hard time growing and scaling somewhere, who you could see them, you know, here. And so I think more of that. We're also really wanting to get in a little bit deeper on the recruiting side as well. So, you know, I think the workforce and the companies could very much be a chicken and the egg situation. The more companies we have, the more workforce we need. And so just really leaning in on our partners at BBA and some other places to really make sure that we are filling those workforce funnels exceptionally well. And then just also continuing to focus on the existing tech companies in town in any way that we can support them to grow and thrive, then we need to do that.
Yeah, that's great. So if somebody wants to participate in Birmingham Bound or wants to find out more, how do they get in touch with you?
Our website is bhambound.com. We also have a Twitter feed and a LinkedIn. And also you can reach out to me at any given time. My email is Brittany, Brittney, @ship.com. It's a fantastic program. If you know someone that has an early stage company who's looking for exceptional talent, a central time zone, a southeastern presence, an amazing community where you can be a big deal, then you need to point them in our direction.
I love it. Brittany, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. It's fun. Thank you.